Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Good morning. My name is Ambassador Natalie Brown, and I'm the new host for United Monday Moment of Inspiration, that is United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship on Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Veronda Bellamy Inspired and Host is available to you, your family, and friends every Monday morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time via several different options, and we return every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may call directly into the show by calling 913-380-464 or access us via www.VerondaBellamy from any Apple smart device or computer. If you would like to send over any prayer requests, we welcome your request and any general inquiries. Please send it to prayerrequests@VerondaBellamy.com and someone from our team will most definitely respond to your request. Also, if God places it on your heart to sow a seed into this outreach ministry, you may do so via the website www.VerondaBellamy.com. Now this morning, I will be talking to you about the importance of unity with God. My main scripture reference is Mark chapter 2, verse 22. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be placed into new bottles. As we embark upon unity with God, we must remain open to the call upon our lives, no matter how unique or how similar, no matter how big or how small the calling may be. Let us know God for ourselves so that we may carry out the work that He desires of us. Let the anointing fill you just as new wine in new bottles. Each inspired believer needs to come within hand's reach of God, for He wants to heal, confirm, and affirm all who come to Him. God wants to do this sovereignly by His Spirit. Often, we look to other humans to affirm, support our ministry, and confirm us. And when we look to others for only what God can give, it sets us up to be moved by the whims and opinions of others. When we come within God's reach, His touch fills us with His love, validation, and affirmation that we need. We do not have to seek other people's validation in a codependent manner or pressure them to give us what only God can give. Another aspect of coming within God's reach means accepting God's decisions for our lives and ministry. It means to agree with God and not kick against the pricks. Acts 9, 5 through 6. We must allow God to rule and govern our lives and to submit to His authority. Unity with God means coming before Him and dwelling in His presence, listening to and for His voice. The Lord wanted me to share specifically that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Romans 8, 14. What does this mean? This means to be led by His voice despite what others in our lives may say, think, or do. Often, we look to others to validate our process or sanction what God has told us to do, when in reality, God has already sanctioned and validated us when He spoke His word to us. God wants his sons and daughters to grow to the place of maturity where they are no longer led by external signs, confirmations, and validations from others, but to know the voice of their God based on his word. He requires this form of submission so that we will follow him despite outward circumstances. And with this type of faith and relationship with the Father, believers will begin to experience sudden answers to prayers. There will not be as much time positioning ourselves to hear by fasting and such, but we will walk daily in relationship to God so that you hear his voice as part of your relationship with him. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word says that your sheep know your voice, and another voice they will not follow. Father, we just pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would open the eyes and the ears of our understanding, that we might know the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, lead us into paths of truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify us and cleanse us through the truth of your word, that we might walk in the high calling for which you've called us, and that is servanthood, Father. Father, we desire to be useful servants, good servants in your kingdom, Father. And Father, we desire to please you in everything that we say and do in Jesus' name. The Lord wants us to come and commune with him, which does not always mean just praying, but sometimes it means just sitting quietly and waiting upon him. And as you learn of him, he will put the new wine in the new wineskins, as noted in Mark 2:22. There will not be an emphasis on tradition and form, but on relationship with God and witnessing of huge breakthroughs in your lives and in the church at large. This requires us to stop religious practices that are based on what we see others doing. This relationship requires us to commune with God on a personal level so that we begin to know him on a more intimate basis. Simply put, he desires our fellowship and intimacy. God wants you united with him in the united neighbors in the evangelistic discipleship. If that is you today, I want to provide you an opportunity to unite with Christ. We are reminded in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So let us pray. Father, I thank you that you love me with an everlasting love. Nothing can separate me from your love. But I may have separated myself from your presence. Lord Jesus, I ask that you draw me close to you. Lay your hand of affirmation and confirmation upon me. Let me know in my heart that I'm your child and that you are my Father. And that because you have died for me and you've forgiven me of my sins, I can live with you eternally for the rest of my days in the name of the Lord Jesus. We'd love to hear from you for any reports of salvation, rededication to the Lord. We rejoice with you at your renewed fellowship with him at Veronda Bellamy Inspired. So please just drop us a line if you prayed that prayer, and we come into agreement that all your needs will be met in the Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome you to the body of Christ, and I encourage you to find a local church and become rooted in that church. Seek out a pastor for any questions that you might have. You may also email us at prayerrequests@verondabellamy.com for general questions as well as your prayer requests. Again, my name is Ambassador Natalie Brown, and I'm the new host of United Monday Moment of Inspiration on Veronda Bellamy Inspired. I would like to thank you for joining me this morning. It is my prayer that my words have inspired you into a higher purpose. I invite you back on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 20U2C Moment of Inspiration, hosted by the anointed Pastor Nathan Davis. go forth, totally embody United Neighbors in the evangelistic discipleship, be inspired.